Okay, so we were picking up in the middle of the back and forth in the drasha, as to whether or not you should include other liquids beyond the seven liquids, in the category of liquids that are subject to Tumah and Tahara. So the Gemara now suggests a second round of contentions in terms of the drashot that we have. On the Chacham's position that it's limited to the seven liquids, and Elazar's understanding, at least according to this interpretation in the Gemara, that it is not. So Davar Acher Amru Lo. So the Chachamim said the following: Elazar, Lo, food is not like liquids in order to be ochlin by food. Shekin ochlin behim al adam, einon bayin b'machshava, because food, that animal foods. Do not become defined as human foods through machshava alone. In order to do that, you need to do an action, and that's a kula of food. So tomer b'mashkin, but what about liquids? Shken mashke behima lo adam b'ayin machshava. To switch something when it comes to liquids from animal food to human food. By animal food here, we mean probably rainwater, which is drunk by animals and people. And all you need is kavana. All you need is kavana for it to be machshir. And therefore, you can't compare food and liquids. And therefore, spoiled liquids, unlike spoiled foods, will not be excluded from laws of tumah. And if that's the case, then asher yishod, that which will be drunk, can in fact be used as a prat against Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Because the Chachamim, it said, the chumrah of liquids will carry over to those that are spoiled, and they'll be different from food because again they are just more machmir. And now the Gemara, so it's a support of this. The Tani Chayim, the Braita, says this as well. Kol mashke, all liquids. And he drinks. Ma Talmud Lomar Asher Yishoteh. So, what does it mean? What's it adding when it says that will be drunk? Prat l'mashkeh saruach. It excludes a spoiled beverage from the laws of tumah. Divrei Rabbi Elazar and Amru Lo. But Chum said, "Ein mashkin yotzi lo yidei ofot v'lo yidei para." They don't become unfit. When they spoil and still be eaten by animals, and therefore they are not excluded from the laws of tumah. Right? So you have this machloket laws on the chachamim as to how bad it needs to be for food to not be susceptible to tumah. According to Rabbi Elazar, it can't be roi lachilat adam. The chachamim, it has to be not roi lachilat behima. Now there's a machloket as to what exactly we're talking about here. Right? What is the case in which we have this machloket? So there are at least two logical possibilities. Sorry. One is that we're talking about things when they can become tameh. Possibility one. Second possibility is that we're talking about something that's tameh. At what point does it have to, how bad does it have to get to lose its tumah? Which, as we've seen, those are not the same standards, right? So if you look at the Rambam and the Ravid in Bet Yud Dalet of Tumah Ochlin, so the Rambam says, Kol ochel shenifsad min esrach ad shein ro'ui lema'achal adam. If it will not be makabel tuma if it's not human ready. And the Ravid retorts, Amar Avram, Mishalamdu Mayim Haroim Ashku, the he who taught him made him drink bad water, obviously punning on the sugya. Gumara the brachoteo, valo mishna shleme betarot, klalam rotarkom yuchol ochol adam tame. Ad shipa sel mi lechol kelev. Because she'enam yuchol lechol adam, Torah ad shichadenu l'adam. Matar shem megabel toma, aftame shem megabel toma, oma. So what do we learn from that? Lola megabel toma ad shi basel min hakelev. V'ushe ro'ui mitchila le'adam. If it was ever ro'ui le'tchila adam, so it can be megabel toma, until it becomes not edible even to a dog. Aval lohay ro'ui. The adam afal b'ishuhu ro'ui le'kelev. Eino megabel toma. But if it was never Ra'i La'adam, so even if it is Ra'i La'kelev, it's not Mekabal Tumah. B'nei Shukam Achal Behema, Sheinu Mekabal Tumah, because it's animal food. B'chenu Shonu B'midrash Sifra, Sheishu Da Prat La'mashka Saroch, the real Azar. Amru La'o, Ein Mashkin Yotzin Lo Yidei Parav, Lo Yidei Ofur, Lo Mekabal Tumah, Hol Ru'uyim Hayu Mitchila. La'adam. Aval Mitzrucha Mitchila Tam, Kegon Perah, Shebimei Behema, Vaday Torim, Afal Pisha Kelev Malakik Bohem. Right, so things will be subject to Toma, even if they're Ra'u L'Achilat Behema, if they never started as Achilat Adam. Right, so according to the Ravid, Machloket is that according to Lazar, it can't be Mekabel Toma, once it's beneath the status of Michael Adam. It's just that it won't lose its Tumah. According to the Rambam, Lazar and the Chama argue in a case where something is already Tumah. According to Lazar, once it goes under human consumption, so it's no longer Tumah. And the Chachamim say, no, once it's Tameh, the liquid will never become not Ra'i L'Achilat Behema, so it'll remain Tameh. The Kesef Mishnah suggests that even according to the Rambam, the Chachamim are interpreting it, are not disputing it, which is very difficult here. Then this appears again in Halacha Chaf Aleph, where he talks about Kol Mashkeh. The liquid wants its tummy, so it doesn't lose its tumma forever. And the Ravid says, again, it had to once be Ra'i L'Achilat Adam, and I will just throw out as we're approaching Pesach, that people sometimes get this incorrect. There was one of the Rambam when I was in Gush who was very insistent about this, right? That people talk about the standard being Ra'i L'Achilat Kelev, but it's not clear that Ra'i L'Achilat Kelev means that a dog would eat it, rather than something is chametz, for it to lose its chametz status has to go that far. But if something is never edible, it might not be defined as chametz just because a dog would eat it. And that's what he said. You have to understand that Sugyot and Tarot to realize that there's a difference between the standard something needs to become ochel and that which it needs to reach to lose the status of ochel. Anyway, so now the Shalmi continues. And they admit that by a liquid that was spoiled from the beginning, shutame, that even though Lazar says that Asher Yishatet excludes it, that's only ones that were originally good and then became spoiled. But if it was spoiled, so it is subject to Rebbe Lazar, thinks that Rebbe Yezer distinguishes between liquids that lose their status, right, that were drinkable and then spoiled, which are not subject to Tumah, and those which are always spoiled, which are. And the reason is because of the change in status, right, the change in reality, that's what removes the Tumah. Vatanina, wait a second, by olives that are in the vat, and they're sitting around waiting to be pressed. So hamohel yotze mehen. So the olive water that comes out of them, where this is the liquid that comes out of the first stage, right? When it's they just sort of they ripen and a little bit of liquid comes out. So then you have they spend a few more days in it, and the weight makes a thicker liquid, right? And then you squeeze out right after the pressing, so the pulp remains, and the third type of olive, whatever, comes. So we're talking about the middle one, right, which is the one that comes right before the pressing, but after it spends several days. That's the moal. So, while Yotzman, Relazer Mitahir, Eliezer says that not subject to tumah. Chamim mitamim, the chamim say it. It is. And so again, oil is one of the liquids, but is moal. So Rabbi Ela v'Shem Rabbi Elazar, moed Rabbi Elazar l'chachamim b'mei Yam HaGadol. But he also agrees by water from the Yam HaGadol, which usually means the Mediterranean Sea, but sometimes it means the ocean, right? This obviously has implications in Brachot, where there's a bracha on the Yam HaGadol. And sorry. And there, while the majority view is that Yam HaGadol in that case means the Mediterranean, not everyone agrees with it. The Rush in a Tshuva and Dalet writes Hachat Mashu Yam Ukyanus, and that what we're talking here is the ocean. And both positions are quoted as possibilities in Shulchan Aruch and in the Mefarshim. So Rabbi Ela b'Shem Elazar, Shafila in Shulchan, even though they're spoiled, right? They're not drinkable. At Torah Karan and Mayim, the Torah calls them water. Well, Mikveh Mayim Karayim, and therefore they are objectively liquid. So now going back to the drasha. I will point out there are other shita. Those are the main shita in terms of what the Yam HaGadol is. There is a possibility that it's both. Right, that right, the Levush notes this possibility. There is a strange shita in the Sefer HaTruma that it's the Yam HaSovev Eretz E. Galtira or something, which is probably England, and it's quoted in the Magen Avraham as well, from Sefer Yosipun. Le halacha, again, many poskim assume that you do make on the Mediterranean, and in terms of oceans, so some say that you should say also Yam HaGadol, and some say you should say also Maaseh of Reshit, which I think is probably, very common psak. Now, the Yaakov Yosef just says you don't say the bracha with Shem Malchut because of the suffix at all. Okay, there's a lot of discussion on this in Lit Halacha. So again, Rabbi Yaakov Berzav, the Yishim Rabbi Avohu, Modi Relazer Lachamim, Relazer admits that the Meitra, the Meishlaka, that the vegetable, that the water after cooking beets or other cooked vegetables, Shin and Machshirin, they don't create Echser, because again, these are, this as we saw by Brachot, these are Shahakol, right? These are Shahakol because they're considered Zeyabalma, and they're not considered, they're not really considered liquids. The Rashi really says it's because even behemoth won't eat it. I mean, this is a different discussion, not the question of whether it's a liquid. So now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah statement that for the Chachamim there are only seven mashkin. So lo manucham shiva mashkin v'chulei. So Rabbi Yochanan Rishim Rishim Yochayim Yom Lachadam Shmona Mashkinin. If someone will tell you there are eight, Emar lo arei talumayim. Min echod hein, so you'll say, well, dew and water are the same. One of them chum shnayim, they count them as two. Yilo avin l'nchorin l'minyan, and if were the others, wouldn't they have counted them? Meaning, you're crazy, right? Right? Chazal were very careful, and therefore there are none besides this. Different ways exactly how you read it, but that's the main thrust of this line. Okay, next amud is halacha gimel. And now we move to the question of it being aser to turn truma and maaser sheni into liquids. And again, we talked about this as well in Shviit. So ein osin tamar and dvash, you can't make dates into date honey, into silan, v'lo tabuch yayin, or make apples into cider, velo sidvani chomet, or winter grapes into vinegar, ushal kol aperet emeshan otam mibriyatan, where you don't change them from their natural state, betruma umayser sheni, elazeitim v'anavim, bilvad, only olives and grapes, because this is a form of destruction. And this, it seems to be according to everybody. Now, some Mepharshim, though, claim that this is not true, that this is only according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the reason is because he thinks it removes the Truma status. But according to Rabbi Lazar, that the liquid is Truma, it wouldn't be a problem, right? So you have two main approaches here. Is it? It's a problem, it's a destruction of Truma, and therefore it's only going to be relevant if it removes the Truma status, or because it's a misuse of Truma, in which case, even if you think that it'll remain Truma, it'll still be Asur. Right, and you could also, right, and it also may go back to, well, maybe it's Asur turned into Zeya, and maybe that's the Machloket, as we saw between Yeshua and Eliezer. And that's how Ruchan Kanievsky suggests in Derech Emunah. Ein Sofkin Arboin Mishum Arla. And you don't get malkut for having arla juice, el al yotzim zeitim ve navim, because everything else is, again, not considered primary. Now, other fruit being mafresh from them, according to most Rishonim, is only midirabbanan, according to the Rambam, according to the Oraita, according to the Rambam, you have the option of being mafresh midirabbanan. So again, arla, you're not allowed to have in the first 3 years, but in order to be chayiv d'oraita, you have to have something that counts as the fruit. And besides, for these few fruit, it won't be, right? The liquid that comes out of them is not going to be considered a fruit. It's not going to be considered a pri. And the pasuk says, "Varaltem arlato et pirio." It has to be the fruit in order to be chayiv. Ve'ein mevin bikurim mashkin, and you don't bring the liquids as bikurim. Al yotzem and azeitim and anavim, but you're allowed to bring wine and you're allowed to bring oil. Because again, the pasuk says you have to bring pri ha'adama. Now, the Bavli in Chulin, it says that this Mishnah only follows Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that wine and oil are the only fruit juices that can be truma, based on this hekesh between bikurim and truma, and that bikurim is called trumat yadecha. And then we compare bikurim and truma. The Einu Metamim Mishum Mashken, again, this is how we got into it, doesn't create Tuma of liquids. Ela Yotze Min Azeitim Min Anavim, except for olives and grapes, because again, Yayin and Shemen are in the seven liquids. Vein Makrim Min Agavim Mizbeach, and you don't bring any fruit juice on the Mizbeach. Ela Yotze Min Azeitim Umin Ha'anavim, right? There is Nisachim of wine and oil, right? Olive oil is part of the Mincha. Wine is, well, Benesef. The stems of figs or dried figs of klasim, which is also a type of fig, or possibly chickpeas. Rashi says they're chickpeas, or Aruch has another one. Or if carobs, asurim lizarim, they are also lizarim because they are part of the fruit because they're soft enough to be edible. So the Gemara now turns to the Bikurim case. Note the Mishnah Challah tells a story in which wine and oil were brought as Bikurim and they were rejected, but we just said that they should be accepted. So Rabbi Elazar, Kinei Machnita, this is what the Mishnah means. Ain osin Bikurim Machin. You can't turn Bikurim into liquids. Ela yotzim and zeitim and navim, vafil mishazachu and bailim, even after the Kohen gets them. Meaning, no one's allowed to bring liquids as Bikurim, but as we saw, Bikurim have Kedushat Truma, and therefore there are certain things you can't do to Truma. So one of them is you can't turn it into a liquid if it's a lowering of status. Even the Kohanim can't, right? Because it's a problem of destroying. It's Mishmeret Trumotai, and that's true of Truma, and that's true of Bikurim. That's how I think the simple read of the sugya. But the Rosh Hashanah has another possibility. Klomar shekaralan shem beodan pri beinan shezachu ben akonim afil hachin yachol adarchan vian mashka. He says that what it's asering is even if you, not that it got to the hand of the kohen, but that you were kari shem and therefore it's now the property of the kohen, then you're not allowed to make it into a liquid, right? He's pointing to an earlier stage, but it's not clear what he would then hold at this point about kohanim themselves. Vatani, is that true? But the bride says, derech bikurim mashkela avion, that if you made grapes into wine and olives into oil, you made them into liquids. Minai and shavi, how do you know that you can bring them as bikurim tamad lomer tavi? Right, the pasuk says, Mirishit kol priha damam. And then it says, right, tavi, right, that can be abroad. Now that's, again, that's only going to be oil or wine. So this supports those that they can actually be brought. So he says, "B'taman b'shalikda mishar rishon menakim." He says, "You're right. There's a difference between if you picked it with the intention of doing this, and then it's fine, because then you're not changing it from its original designation." B'ram hacha b'shalikdan. Mishar Rishon Amanat came. But here, where it's Oster, is where you didn't do that. Yeah. Now, as I said, this is one of those sugya that has a very extensive parallel in the Bavli and Kulchaf. But the Bavli doesn't end with the same distinction of the Kavana. Right, that's the Yerushalmi's attempt here. But if you look at the parallel in Chulen, and so the Bavli also notes the stira, and it says Detani Riosi priyata mevi v'ata mevi mashke hey v'ana medarcha minayin tamal nomer tavi ikam erach mala v'kumer shekent turn kriya v'anocha. Right, so he says you call it pri, then you say tavi. So which is it? As the Gemara goes on extensively about this, we've quoted part of it in the past, and it ends up distinguishing between cases where you designate the grapes and olives as bikurim, and then make it into oil or wine, then it can be brought under the rubric of tavi, but not other liquids, right? Other liquids, as we've seen, that won't work for. Right, so the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yeshua that he calls ma bikurim mashkenazim kimotan, that he holds. That the liquids come out, but you might thought, I feel charminim, I'm sure it's ever don't mean I'm be kurmash nazim kumotan afshum, etc. Right, so you might have thought that it's by other ones, but he says it's only by oil. According to Rilazar, he disagrees and Yeshua allows all liquids to be brought. Now, the Yerushalmi doesn't say that the Mishnah is Dafkar of Yeshua. The Bavli, as we saw, does. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. The Mishnah had said that one is permitted to make the olives into oil and the grapes into wine. But this is d'oraita. But there's then the discussion whether this is true even d'rabbanan. So zeitim shel truma, olives of truma tahorim, Yasu Shem, if they're tar, you can make them into oil. I mean, Tameim lo yasu, but if it's tamei, then you can't. Because you have to burn them, and we're worried that you might eat them while you're doing the pressing, or maybe you'll have the oil and you'll. In a forbidden way, partake of the oil of anavim, but wine, but grapes turned into wine. Bein tamei lo yasu. You can't make it into wine, either way. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Now again, d'oraita, it's fine. But Meir holds that you can't for the reasons that we'll see. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmon. Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Onech v'Rilazar Yishol Zeitim Torim Sheyasu. Rilazar Yishol agree that olives can be made if they're tahor into oil. Alman Echlugu Al Tamim. They're arguing about Tamei. Rilazar Amar Lo Yasu. Rilazar says they can't. Rishu Amar Yasu. Rishu says even there, they're allowed to make it into oil. Va'anavim and grapes tahorot Yasu. If they're tahor, they can. Tamei Lo Yasu. A third position, Amar Rabbi Yudan, Modi Rilazar Yishu Bezeitim Torim Shiasu. Rilazar and Yishu both agree that they can't, that olives can be made into oil if they're tahor. Alman Nechleku, Ala Tamei. They're arguing with the Tamei. Yishu Rilazar Omer Lo Yasu. Rilazar says they can't. Yishu Omer Yasu. Yishu says they can. Va'anavim and my grapes, Bein Tahorot, Bein Tmeyot Yasu. Whether they're tahor or Tamei, they can, right? So therefore, by grapes, Rabbi Yudan is the exact opposite of Rabbi Meir. Meir says that truma grapes, tahor and tamei can never be made into wine. You know that grapes, tahor and tamei can always be made into wine. Obviously, this is going to require explanation. Let's just get out the fourth explanation. So Amar Rebbe, or in some cases, Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rilazar Rishon B'Zeitim. The Rilazar and Rishon agree that by grapes, tahor and sheyasu, that if they're tahor, you do make it. V'anavim tmeo. Of his zaytim to mishalas, and the tamei grapes or olives you can't make into wine and oil. While man echlego, what are they arguing about? On avim tara by tahor grapes. Rilazar malo yasu, Rishua mar yasu. So then Rilazar says they can't be made into wine. And Rishua says that you can. Okay, we have not yet seen explanations, but I guess we'll see that next time.